Sam Hunter, boss man of Home Search, a subject that's very close to your heart is mental health in estate agency. Why do estate agents have such a poor record when it comes to mental health? Talk to me.
Firstly, I think it's important to start by saying that I don't know if I'm any more knowledgeable on this subject than anybody else. It's just I speak from personal experience in myself, in my friends, and in my family and stuff like that. And I think it's probably more prevalent everywhere. It's just that this is the industry that we know, and the majority of people that I speak to day in, day out are within this industry. I think it is actually endemic, which is a word that we all...
In British society?
In worldwide society, okay. I think.
I mean, it's interesting. I'm a founding member of the Agents Together Charitable Foundation, and one of our core pillars, one is better, healthy business, and one is healthy mind. And we did a survey, and hundreds came in, and the issues is... It just blew our mind with what's out there.
Yeah. I mean, we spoke earlier about for an industry that is built on really effective communication, we're scared to talk. And that's why I started talking about my own experiences with anxiety, because I figured it helped me.
How did it show itself in your life?
So I used to feel sick getting on the school bus every day.
Okay.
To the point where there were days where I didn't want to go to school and I couldn't figure out why, and I thought something was wrong with me, and I would literally make myself feel sick. And I was listening to Nicola Broomham's podcast the other day, and she had Amy Shields on there, and Amy was talking about having to go out into the back garden and pretend to do a lap because she was getting almost like a panic attack in valuations. And that kind of, I literally chills talking about it now, because I've been in exactly that position where I've excused myself to have to go to the bathroom because I was so hot under the collar earlier in my career than now. But my head goes to like DEFCON 1. So
still?
Yeah, but I'm better at managing it now. My sister's a clinical psychologist, not because of this or anything like that, but I think we both had a weird upbringing and it just made us close in on ourselves. And I realized that the more you talk about it with the right people, and there are the right and the wrong people, I think, talk about it, the less it coils around in your mind, the more you realize that everybody goes through the same sort of shit.
Is it a fear? Is it a frustration? Is it something else?
I think if you could put a label on it, it'd be a hell of a lot easier to understand and manage. I think generally, like since running Home Search and doing all this, and every day was new and still probably is, that's helped me come to terms with the fact that it doesn't really matter if you don't know everything.
Is it a case of you don't want to look silly or stupid in front of people?
I think when I was younger, 100%. Okay. And I'm not to say that I'm the only one that's ever gone through anything like that, but when you build it up over and over and over again in your mind, it's really quite toxic.
Is it the fear of judgment of others? And
I think when I was a kid, 100%. Okay. And then when I first got into property, I remember the very first valuation I went on. I was the most nervous I'd ever been. I literally wrote down every single question that I wanted to ask them, which is all the questions that I'd heard from working with my old boss before that. And I ended up winning the listing, which was quite cool. The next day they called me up and they said, Sam, you wouldn't believe it, but we called the bank and they said, we can keep the house and buy the next one, so we don't need to sell it. Thanks so much for your time. And I felt sick to my stomach because in my mind, I had no control over that situation whatsoever. But my mind said to me, you did something wrong. And so I went and I unpicked every little thing. And I didn't win another gig for probably 2 or 3 months after that because I was second guessing everything that I was asking about. I was going in there, one valuation, I'd be bullish and I'd talk about experience I didn't have and I'd make mistakes. The other one, I'd walk in there and I'd be meek. And that just, I had to come to terms with who I was, what value I could bring, how I could help people before anything else.
Awareness is the first step on this. Were you aware that you were having issues?
Yeah, so when I was, my parents split up pretty young in life, and so I used to go see a child psychologist. I was all kinds of, like, I nearly said messed up there, but probably that was the reality, and that helped me learn skills that you can apply now. So if I feel anxiety coming on now, I understand how better to deal with it. I don't just let it consume me and pull the doona over and go back to sleep.
you weren't realizing that you were having these issues early on. When did it kick in as an adult, as a state agent in London, saying, shit, I need that training from when I was a child to kick in?
Fortunately, by the time I got here, I don't think I would have ever moved to the UK had I not gone through this and been able to manage it and understand it, and almost welcome it to a point. Because now if I sense that something's making me anxious, it usually means that it's new. And if something's new, it usually means that I'm on the right path. There's like a saying, pressure is a privilege, right? So I sort of reframe that into feeling anxiety and understanding how to come to terms with it is now a privilege.
And do you find by going to the child psychologist that has helped you in adult life now?
Yeah, 100%.
So therefore, are you recommending that if anyone does have these fears, that they shouldn't see it as a shame to talk to someone who like a counsellor?
I think that's the whole point of everything that I speak about. I think it's a big part of what Sarah and you guys are doing with Agents Together is encouraging people to be more open about what they may or may not be going through. I think the stigma, the walls have come down significantly, even over the last 12 months because of what we've all been through. But there's still an element of no one wants to hear about my problems. And the reality is everyone's going to have someone that desperately wants to hear about your problems, because if it ever got worse, then that's worse, you know?
That's the thing. I must admit, with the charity, the Charitable Foundation is that we thought that would be very standalone, the mental health and the being the better business with the mentoring. But what we've actually found just through doing this is that they're very much linked. Is that I'm a mentor to a number of people, and I talk to an awful lot of mentors. Is we're not there just to help them be better valuers, we're there to help them be better human beings.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't care what you say, being an estate agent or a letting agent is quite a unique thing. And you know, you can speak to your other half, but that comes with its issues as well, because you know, they're your other half. It's so nice to talk to someone who A, knows what you're going through, but B, who is not actually connected up with you to talk. And you'll be amazed what conversations the mentors, mentees have. Is yes, they're helping them getting more valuations. Yes, they're helping them with their conversion rates, but they're actually there waving the flag for them, listening to them, caring. Mm. And I know you mentor as well. The mentor gets a huge amount of, by you helping another human being, you it makes you feel good as well, doesn't it? So
yeah.
It's a win-win.
That's sort of what life's all about, I think, is the more you give and the more you help people, the better you feel, like, all over. It's interesting that you talked about the kind of conversations that you have with people that you mentor. I find, anyway, and again, only from personal experience, but you can be far more honest and raw with people that you haven't known for a great deal of time than you can be with people you've known for a really long time. And so I think the point of the work that you do, it's why I always say to people, give me a call, even if we've never spoken before in your life. What's 20 minutes to have a conversation that might impact the next week, month, year of your life? Who cares? You know, that's no skin off my nose whatsoever. And what invariably happens is somebody says something and I've either been there or I'm there right now, you know, or you've had challenges that I'm trying to overcome, and actually by talking to you about something helps me unwind what's going on in my own head.
Very much so.
You know,
thank you for your time today, and I hope that's been of use for anyone watching. If you've got any more details about Agents Together, there'll be a link above. Thanks very much. We'll be right back.